Welcome, everyone, to another episode of In Depth with Academia. I'm Richard Price, CEO of academia.edu, and I'm so glad you're tuning in today. We're here to break down the latest, most interesting academic research in plain language. I'll be keeping things lively, and of course, I'm just presenting this work that's out there in the research world. I'm not endorsing it. Always keep that in mind, okay? So, with that spirit, let's jump in. Today's episode is all about grief. Not the cheeriest topic, I know, but honestly, one that touches us all at some point. The paper I want to talk about is authored by Kriti Gore, and it's titled Process-Oriented Meaning-Making Model for Multicultural Grief Counseling. So, what's at the core of this research? What burning question is at its heart? Well, the key problem Kriti Gore explores is how counselors can help individuals make sense of grief, especially in multicultural and diverse contexts, and how they can do this using practical evidence-based methods. Why does any of this matter? Think about it. Grief is universal, but the way you grieve and the support you need are deeply personal. Plenty of counselors, according to this research, just don't have specific evidence-backed tools to guide clients through the long and complicated journey of grieving in a way that truly fits each person's cultural and identity background. So we're left kind of wondering, how do you actually help someone find meaning after loss, especially when every culture, every person is so different? This is especially pressing now after the COVID-19 pandemic, which has changed the face of loss and mourning for so many. Counselors saw a huge rise in grief-related issues in therapy, and many felt unprepared. Yikes, right? Sorry, not to get too intense, but it's just, wow, so many people struggling, and the professionals themselves are basically cobbling together best practices as they go. So what did Gore do? Well, Gore conducted interviews and observations with counselors, both those still in training and those already out in the field. The study used something called phenomenological interviews. Don't let the jargon scare you. It just means she really got deep into people's lived experiences and analysed these interviews to see what patterns or themes emerged around meaning-making in grief sessions. The methods are rooted in what counsellors actually do, not just what textbooks say they should do and the big practical insight. The research crystallised these findings into a model, the Process-Oriented Meaning-Making Model, or POMM, which is basically an 8-step guide for counsellors to help clients process grief and create meaning. The steps are, okay, let's see, double listening, validation of feelings, refraining from challenging or pushing clients before they're ready, scanning for mixed emotions, tracking progress, assessing the client's ability to step back from sadness, identifying what else, like aspects of identity, might have been lost, and finally, building resilience and hope. Each one comes with practical exercises, like guiding clients to recall both sad and positive memories, helping them recognize achievements in daily life as signs of healing and more. Why does any of this matter to you personally? Well, if you or someone you know is going through grief, or if you're a counselor, teacher, or just a good friend, this research emphasizes that there's no one-size-fits-all timeline, no stages, no pressure to return to normal quickly. Instead, it's about honoring differences in how we grieve, recognizing socio-cultural barriers, and meeting people exactly where they are. And that's huge, right? The paper warns that counselors often lack formal training, especially with multicultural clients. So, if you're ever in that role, even informally, empathy, open questions, and acknowledging all those swirling, sometimes conflicting emotions. That's kind of the secret sauce. It's important to note, again, that I'm just presenting this paper. These aren't absolute truths. Academic research never gives you the final word. It gives you new ways of seeing things, new tools to try. Maybe you'll want to reflect on your own experiences with grief, or how you might support someone else, or, hey, maybe you're a counselor yourself, and this 8-step model could be one more resource for your toolkit, could be something to look up. I do have to say, I once read about... Actually, never mind, I was going to tell a story about a pet goldfish, but I'm realizing I don't totally remember how it ends, and I don't want to get off track. So, anyway, the takeaway here: grief is complex, messy, and individual. If you're navigating loss or helping others through it, there are tools being developed, like POM, to help honour that complexity and focus on finding meaning bit by bit. Healing doesn't look the same for everyone, and that's okay. Thanks for joining me today on In Depth with Academia. Remember, try on the insights from this paper, reflect on what fits your life, but don't take anything as gospel. Stay curious, take care of yourself, and I'll see you next time.